Jay. Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and I'm here again to take you on a little train ride through Insanityville, which is Western politics, media, and basically have a look at what's going on. And by the way, they say you should appreciate the small things in life. And that's why I always bring Augie along, our little brains behind the operation, you know, the sidekick. He really is quite a smart guy. You need the brains, the brawn and the good looks. We've got it all here at the Moscow Mules. And where will we start this week? Let's have a think. Well, you know, Sleepy Joe, a real favourite of ours here on the show. You know, it's hard to say goodbye, you know, when you get used to somebody like that. You know, it's like a tree and a railing when they grow in together. And he has headed off. It's a jungle out there. And Joe has decided to head off into the jungle. It gets better and better with Joe. Run the video, Augie. Let's have a look at what the self-propelled grandfather decided to do after making a speech on, I think it was the environment or something. Run it, Augie. This is just fucking, it just gets better and better. Look at this. Like, what? Where are you going? This is just so symbolic, isn't it? It's just great. He has no idea what he's doing. It's just great. Now, of course, right? This is just meme gold, right? You're never going to get away with this, right, Augie? Without somebody sort of stepping in here and making him look even more ridiculous than he is. You know, I just possibly started World War III and I'm going to walk into a jungle. Let's have a look at what you dudes out in Internetsville have done with Joe to enhance the experience of his little trip into the rainforest. Run it, Augie. This is brilliant. Yeah. It's just absolutely super. Well, you know, just as you thought it was all over and Joe was retreating into the greenery, you might think that people like the white boys for Kamala might also have retreated into the forestry and disappeared. Well, it turns out they haven't. They're determined to stay on message and they're determined to keep using women's toilets. That's correct. Ladies, next time you go in to do a little bit of business in the privacy of the, you know, the ladies' room, you might encounter a dude with a meat and two veg in his tights and some stubble. Run the video, Augie.
This is another white dude for Kamala who says Trump winning is not going to stop him from going into women's locker rooms.
For the rest of you who voted for a convicted felon, same goes for you. I go where I please. I use a women's restroom, I use a women's locker rooms, and I will continue to do so, whether you like it or not.
We don't like it. And of course, the ridiculous nature of these dudes dressing up as women, you know, men pretending to be girls to beat up girls in the Olympics, men, you know, 8 foot tall dudes racing in swimming races against little kids. It's just pathetic. It is pathetic, right? There you go. I said it. Nail me to a cross. But even Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, had to come out and actually clarify that, you know, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Imagine living in a reality where we're teetering on the brink of a big conflict potentially globally. And this is the stuff that's preoccupying people in the seat of power in the United States. Apparently it's aimed at a congressperson who wants to be something they're not. I don't know. Run the video, Augie.
Hello, everybody. Mm-hmm. I just want to make a statement for all of you here and be very clear. I was asked a question this morning at the leadership gaggle, and I rejected the premise because the answer is so obvious. For anybody who doesn't know my well-established record on this issue, let me be unequivocally clear. A man is a man,
okay,
and a woman is a woman.
Okay.
And a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe that's what Scripture teaches.
Oh, that's what Scripture teaches. Mm-hmm. More information from the ancient book. How's that working out for the poor old Palestinians? And while, you know, the Speaker of the House is talking about things like education, basic, you know, biology 101, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. We don't look at different kittens, pigs, monkeys and decide, oh, which one is male, which one is female. It's quite obvious, right? You'd imagine so in 2024. But that's what's preoccupying people at the top of the tree in US politics. But guess what's not preoccupying them? Vast insider trading among America's political elite. That right, Augie?
Absolutely correct, Che. Mm-hmm. A recent study concluded that during 2023, last year, trading members of Congress mm-hmm. could have made up to $1 billion in stock and option trades. And the word could is used here because the 45-day period in which these politicians are supposed to report their transactions had been ignored. You know, they're congressmen, they do what they want.
Surprise, surprise.
And that means that the estimated revenue could be, and probably was, much higher.
Wow, wow, wow. And guess what? Somebody else who hit the headlines over the last day or so is a guy called Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, very outspoken dude, a bit of controversy in the past, but also stood up for a lot of minority interests and poked his nose in maybe where he shouldn't have done, Augie. Because guess what? Matt Gaetz was one of the very few people who actually held the political class, if you like, in the US to task over its vast insider trading. Basically, it's corruption. And then guess what's happened? He's been denied access as the Attorney General. Complete coincidence, right, Augie?
Absolutely.
Run the video.
Congressman Gaetz offered to take us on a tour.
Uh-huh. So one of the committees where people have a lot of information is the Appropriations Committee. They can view almost any vector of government funding. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is Mr. Rutherford's office. He's on the Ethics Committee and the Appropriations Committee. 152 stock trades.
Stock complete coincidence, right?
And, you know, actually bought Raytheon stock
Raytheon
the day that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, complete coincidence.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
Yeah, setting aside the whole shame and ethics questions.
Unreal.
How many more on our hit list here?
There are a few more. I wish there were fewer on the hit list.
And don't forget our old friend Nancy Pelosi. She also got her fingers wet, let's say, when it came to making a few quid on the old stocks and shares. So as poor old Matt Gaetz misses out on the big job for sticking his nose where he shouldn't have done, I'm not talking about the investigations into sexual misconduct, it kind of gives us a little bit of an inkling that the deep state really is holding on by its fingernails when it comes to old Don's big push, let's say, to shake things up in the swamp, drain the swamp. And let's have a listen to a real swamp critter, a real feature of the swamp, the Washington Post, basically the CIA's PR agency, talking about how dangerous Republicans are. They're really, really, really buying into this. Have a listen. They're going to kill your kids. Mm-hmm. Very subtle. Run the video, Augie.
You have to be pithy. What do I mean by pithy? Mm. How about this? Republicans want to kill your kids. It's actually true.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back. And while the Washington Post, or contributors to the Washington Post, basically convince you that the Republicans want to kill your children, the Democrats probably want to kill them before they're even born. There's also been a sort of flurry of sex strikes from the Blue Hair Brigade. We're going to withhold our sexual services to our husbands. And now they're even talking about regulating ejaculation. Yes, we're not talking about some sort of religious fantasy. We're talking about women suggesting we're going to stop you, let's say, draining the trouser snake. Run the video, Augie.
Regulate ejaculations. Abortions only are a result of unintended pregnancy.
The guy's face is a classic. Check the face. Check his face.
You want to regulate my bodily system? We're going to regulate yours. Fair is fair.
How is she going to regulate his ejaculations? There's kind of a bit of a... And meanwhile, we didn't start the show this week with the Ukrainian, the Ukro scam, because we didn't want to depress anybody, you know, because the chances of anybody actually getting to watch this episode are quite minimal and increasing by the moment. The doomsday clock is kind of elevating towards total and nuclear annihilation. Nothing to worry about. And the West has been escalating storm shadows, scalps, attackums. They've really been poking the bear. And the bear, guess what, woke up, got out of its cave and started to kick some ass. And it wasn't pretty for the people on the ground in Dnipropetrovsk, but it was interesting to watch. Run the video, Augie. So this is what glide projectiles from a short-range or medium-range intercontinental ballistic missile look like when they hit the ground at about Mach 10, which is, let's say, scientific speak for very fast indeed. Now, you would imagine that the use of these kind of weapons will be controlled by something like maybe a treaty. A treaty would maybe prevent their use, etc., etc. Augie, any ideas on that or thoughts?
Curiously enough, Che, there was a treaty called an Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Oh. But back in 2019, the Americans dropped it.
Ah, good work, Uncle Sam. And of course, I can almost hear them typing away furiously now in Western Media HQ. The Russians don't have many of these. It's an insanely secretive weapon that, you know, basically could kick our asses. We wouldn't be able to shoot it down. We wouldn't be able to stop it because it travels at Mach 10. Yeah. So I suppose they've already begun that process, Organis?
5 minutes after the missile was landed, CNN already came up with the article.
Oh, for sure. And it all sounds kind of familiar. Remember our good old friend Ursula von der Leyen? Remember what she had to say? A couple of years ago now, Russia was fighting with shovels and stealing from washing machines. Run the video, Augie.
Russian military is taking chips from dishwashers and refrigerators to fix their military hardware, because there are no semiconductors anymore. Russia's industry is in tatters.
And of course, in the aftermath of Ursula giving us that information, which turned out to be completely accurate, right? Yeah, right. We also believe that secret images of Russia's latest super space weapon have been released. Correct, Dougie?
Correct. My insiders got me this image.
And something else interesting on X and on social media is ordinary Americans kind of posting messages, you know, in the comment section of some pretty big Twitter accounts saying, hey, hey, Russia, listen, I want nothing to do with this, okay? This crazy old Joe Biden might want to kill everybody on the planet because he's going to be dead in a couple of weeks anyway. But me, I want nothing to do with this, okay? Give it a couple of weeks. Get to January 20th, right? Run the video, Augie.
Excuse me, Mr. Vladimir Putin, if you don't mind, give me 2 seconds of your time. We sick of this here. Please don't blow us up behind him. We don't like him. Not even his own side with him. It's clear what he's trying to do. And in honor of us trying to help you out,
yeah,
not get us blowed up, you can blow that motherfucker. If you don't mind. Just don't
classic.
Blow us up.
Yeah.
Call Trump. He about to be in office. Give him 20 more days.
You know, this dude is kind of reflecting a real sense of frustration across the world among sane people. Nobody wants to escalate the show in Ukraine, except the people selling the missiles. And of course, this being the Moscow Mules, we are very eager to push the boundaries of what is acceptable on a family TV show like the Moscow Mules. Hey, kids, let's have a look at how the darkest corners of the internet have reached into the bowels of imagination and pulled out this quite remarkable film of sort of a romantic nature between Don and Kamala. You'll understand in a second. Run the video, Woggy.
Should I do it?
Do not come.
I'm going to do it.
Jesus.
If we're all going to die in a nuclear war, let's at least do it with a giggle.
What would you rather, die in a nuclear Armageddon or actually have to watch that for real? And let's not forget, good old Sleepy Joe, before he wandered off into the bushes, did attempt to start World War III, basically. Or is he just trying to very cynically screw up the new administration of the Big Don and Elon and the gang as they come into the White House? Screw up their chances of peace. Hard to do it when the world is a smoking car park. Now, but besides giving the narco-fuhrer Attackam's missiles and storm shadows from the British and scalps from the French, besides from all that, there was something else that was left behind in Ukraine. I wonder what it was. Now, as a bit of background, let's remind ourselves of when the narco-fuhrer promised that if you weren't willing to give me the money as a gift, you can lend me the monies. Run the videos, Augie.
You can't give us some financial support. Okay, please,
give us a credit, and we will give you back money.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is the kind of dude, right, that you wouldn't buy a lawnmower off, okay? No way. Okay, because, you know, when you see a dude on the street like that who's taking tons of money, he's corrupt as you know, you're just never going to see your money again. And guess what? What happened, Dougie?
Biden now plans to write off $4.65 billion of Ukraine's debt. And that's not it. Some Ukrainian sources claim they're planning to write off the whole debt, which is around $60 billion.
Don't say I didn't tell you so. And it's kind of not surprising that Uncle Joe has decided to basically say, you know what? Keep it. Keep the cash.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Nothing to do with the fact that his son was deeply embroiled with Burisma, the energy company, getting tons of money for knowing nothing about oil, gas or energy. Nothing to do with his own fingers in the pocket of the poor old Ukrainian taxpayer and the American taxpayer. And, you know, there are literally tons of US dollars, literally tons of it, getting lifted in Ukraine. It's not just us here at the Center for Disinformationology saying that. It's ex-Polish ministers. Run the video, Augie.
На самом деле, правда такая, что Украина получала очень мало. И реально, когда посмотрят на цифры, посмотрят на... Это увидят. Но с другой стороны, увидят другой. Что огромная часть средств воровалась в Украине. От 30 до 50% вне зависимости от направления.
Can you believe that? 50% of the dough, your money, is going on... nice villas. And of course, the military campaign in Ukraine is going absolutely fantastically. Everything is great, okay? They're not losing numerous villages every day. The Russians aren't basically moving faster than, you know, Linford Christie across the plains of eastern Ukraine. It's not. It's all going well. The Kursk thing is brilliant. You know, they've only lost 30,000 people, tons of their most valuable equipment as well. It's all perfect. It's so perfect, actually, Organis, that they decided to let people with HIV, yeah, correct, and open tuberculosis join the military because they just want to, right? That's, if you've got HIV and tuberculosis, what's the first thing on your mind if you're in Ukraine, if you actually manage to stay there? Yeah, shit, you know, I think I'll join the army and basically die for NATO. Run the video, Augie.
Треба відштовхуватися від того, що основним критерієм придатності до військової служби є функціональність людини, що визначається відповідно до нормативно-правових актів. Це означає, що кожен випадок оцінюється окремо, залежно від стану здоров'я та специфіки захворювання. От ви сказали про ВІЛ, наприклад, для осіб з ВІЛ чи туберкульозом. Придатність до служби оцінюється на основі того, наскільки хвороба впливає на їхню здатність виконувати військові завдання. Придатність до військової служби для осіб з ВІЛ залежить від стадії хвороби. Безсимптомне носійство або стабільний стан – це одне. Люди з безсимптомним носійством ВІЛ або стабільною хворобою є придатними до військової служби.
Yeah, of course. Of course, this isn't a scheme by the Ukrainian government to try and rid themselves of chronically ill people. The Ukrainians would never do it like that. And it's pretty grim in Ukraine. So people have taken to reenacting scenes from Grand Theft Auto, GTA, in real life. But sadly, this is real life. Check this out. If you're fleeing from the draft, which is basically the capture of the predeceased and dispatch to die for NATO, they will actually chase you now in the car. And if you don't pull over, they'll wave something called a handgun in your face and maybe even have a pot shot at you. Run the video, Augie.
Look, there's the gun.
Check this out. Look, the gun. Look, wham. Look, I mean, this is the center for European freedom, integration. What a happy place. Unreal.
And by the way, the guy holding the gun is not in a police uniform. He's in the military uniform.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. So guess who pays these people's wages? You do. And it gets better. If you decide to take off on foot, you'd imagine, you know, if you can get away, you get away. That's how it's been so far. But now with the increased quotas, if you can call them that, for the predeceased, the boys will actually take a pot shot at you. Now, luckily for the dude in this video, the fat ass chasing him was just as bad a shot as he was a runner. Run the video, Augie. Yeah, he's shooting at him. I mean, it's absolutely... This is the decay of society, right? And isn't it interesting that all the people talking about freedom and democracy, the defense of the poor maiden Ukraine, never did a thing wrong in her life, my ass. These are probably the center of, you know, the world of dysfunction when it comes to politics and reality. And the, you know, best in class there has got to be the British, you know, complaining, good old Keir Starmer, we must fight the Russians. What a putrid bastard. Of course, they say they're not involved in the conflict. Not at all. This next video isn't Admiral Radican of the British Navy, who is actively operating as the commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian attacks in the Black Sea and the rest of it that they're peddling. So forget that you've ever seen this video of essentially a British general, admiral, sitting down with the narco-fuhrer. The British are not in charge. They've nothing to do with it. Run the video, Augie. Aha. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically the British have absolutely nothing to do with anything that's happening in Ukraine, particularly attacks on the Black Sea Fleet. And operating and using all the targeting information and supplying the technical expertise to fire the storm shadows. All of that isn't happening at all. So when they get kicked in the ass by the Russians, they will still be victims. Just get ready for that.
By the way, Che, don't forget the other thing. British definitely, absolutely never blown up.
Oh, yeah.
Nord Stream.
Oh, yeah. They had nothing to do with it. Nothing. That was three Ukrainians after drinking a bottle of vodka. And Admiral Radican isn't the only British person spreading around the Black Sea. The farmers back in the UK, Augie, are doing a bit of spreading themselves, correct?
Absolutely correct, Chee. Mm-hmm. You see, British farmers are really, really mad that Starmer government has introduced hikes to the inheritance tax specifically for the farmers. Because, you know, you got to get rid of your own sources of food.
Yeah.
And the plan is to make farmers pay 20% tax on the farms they get from their fathers.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning that a lot of them will be either forced to sell their farms or break them down into little small pieces, which are very easily buyable by the mega corporations, just like they do in Ukraine.
Very interesting. And of course, the fact that Keir Starmer just met with the bosses of BlackRock has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he's just laying a big tax on that will cause all the farmers in the UK to sell all their farms to guess who. Mm-hmm. Complete coincidence. Run the video, Augie. You know what? I think the farmers are the last hope for Europe. I really think so. You know, tough, hardworking. They don't want to take any. I mean, who else is going to go out and do this stuff? Absolutely brilliant.
As much as I want to agree with you, Che, I think the moment their voices are going to be get too loud for the British government, they're going to be told to shut up or go in prison. You know, they have so much space freed up for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People like us who dare to meme, we're going to jail in the UK. Ooh. And of course, while Napoleon Starmer is, you know, talking utter crap about, you know, just about everything. He's an exceptionally unpopular British Prime Minister. Oh, yeah, has there been an actually decent British Prime Minister in the last, say, 20 years? And while the farmers are spreading on the streets, crime is going through the roof, rapists and murderers and psychos, kidnappers are getting released from jails to put the memers in, for real. What's Tuvia Kyr preoccupied with? Yeah, you guessed it, Russia. He has a real hard-on for the Russians. And, you know, he's convinced that we're going to stand toe-to-toe with the Russians and we will beat them. We are prepared to fight them in a war. On the video, Augie.
Well, it's very important. It's very important that we're steadfast in our support for Ukraine.
No, it's not Russia important, you idiot. No,
even if Russia unleashes nuclear war.
Russia. Support Ukraine. It's
what, you mustn't support Ukraine. What are you taught? Why?
The world, including the UK.
It's your message to viewers back home that there will not be a nuclear war because that is what Russia is threatening.
My message is that we need to ensure that Ukraine is put in the best possible position.
Best
this
possible
is a thousand days conflict. And there is a very high cost if Russian aggression is seen to pay
not
off.
As high as if you keep poking the bear, brother. Car park territory. Well, you know, Keir Starmer, you know, he has a certain appeal. to some people, short, Nazi-like, kind of an obsessive technocrat, autocrat, dictator. Maybe. Maybe that's why he's got such a hard-on for the narco-fuhrer. So some genius has put together a small musical tribute to the political genius that is Keir Starmer. On the video, Augie.
I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud.
I love that one. That's good. And, you know, what would a wanker do? A wanker would tell you, don't eat meat. Just like the French and the Italians and everybody else at the Blue Hair Brigade love in COP 29. I think it was 29, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're telling you don't eat meat, right? After flying there in their private jets, the car park's full, to sort of have this love in, this green love in. It's complete bullshit, of course, because, Augie, what were they eating at this climate conference?
Meat.
Meat. Run the video, bro.
There is a line at COP29's food court for the buffet serving meat, another buffet serving meat, and here is the vegan-only restaurant.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Doesn't quite look like the same amount of interest by the UN delegation here.
Whoa, there you go, bro. Reality. Good for thee, but not for me. So I think tonight's show has again focused on hypocrisy. The idea that the elites who are behind all the wars and profit from them all are more than happy to send you and your kids out to die for their twisted narrative, their own ideas. Ordinary people, British, American, Irish, French and Russian, were all the same. And if you put the poor people, like I said, in charge of the nuclear weapons, it's the only way that the war will ever happen, because the elites ain't going to flame grill each other's big piazzas and plazas in Florida and their elite, grim, grimy gains from profit. But guess what? Unless Augie and I are flame grilled by next week, we're going to be here again, poking our noses where they shouldn't be and causing trouble for those very elites that would like to conceal everything we talk about from your good selves. And we'll see you then. Call the show.